Ovis, Pegdal Mishnah Yudches. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Omer. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar as debating with Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Kanir, they're from the same door. Al teratzes chaver chobishas kasoy. This is a ben Adam lachaver. It's not so much hashkofa. I mean, it's hashkofa is a Torah, but it's not about Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo, or Torah. It's about ben Adam lachaver. The way to deal with other people is not to try to be mefayis them, to be meratzes them, b'shas kasoy. Because with that, you're only adding fuel to the fire. The same idea, when a person is not in a position right now where he could have perspective and be misnach and be comforted, so don't try. Just be there and validate. When a person is bekas, it doesn't mean treat it with a callousness when a person has a taina. It means respect it, recognize it. Don't try to undo it, and don't try to be meratza. Validate it. Very good advice. When anybody's upset at you, listen, absorb, validate, and then later on, when the person's cooled down, calmed down, then you could try to make amends, you could try to explain, you could try to put it in context, you could apologize, v'chule. Good idea, by the way, in a marriage also. V'al tisholei b'shas nidroi. When he's making the neder, and it might not be a good thing for him, a person's going into something, and he's all worked up about it, he's excited about it, you're going to try to talk him out of it, you're only going to make things worse. He'll become more stubborn. Later on, you'll have to talk him into being matinet. The person wants to invest money. Sometimes you can't talk him out of it, even though you know that's not a good investment. So you have to find a way to undo it, to protect him. This means when a person has a fall, Reuven has a fall, Shimon knows about it, shouldn't make himself evident. Over there, when a person is around b'shas mapalosoi shel chaveroi, then he'll never be able to be a friend to that person because that person is always going to be nisrachik because of the busha. The best way a friend could having a true friend it means that you care very deeply about somebody else's ruchnius, which means that if you know that he's going through a hard time and he's not living up to his ruchniistic capabilities, don't be there as he's sliding and slipping. Be present, but not evidently present. Be a friend, and when he's not b'shas chetoy, and he's ready to rise again, he's ready to dust himself off, and ready to make a chizuk, you'll be there for him. That's the best friend. But if he didn't b'shas kol kuloy, then he sees you as mirroring his feeling about himself. He'll never be able to use you as a source of chizuk. This is good advice in how to be a good chaver. Shmuel HaKotn Noimer. This is a new Tana that we haven't had. Shmuel HaKotn, and this is a memra from a Tana, again, from many days before what we're quoting. Shmuel HaKotn is from the Chachmei Yavna, B'derishom Gamliel HaZokin. In the days of Rav Gamliel HaZokin, Rav Gamliel turned to him. He was from the Gedolei Hador to be misaken a nusach for a brach of tefillah. This is when they instituted an exact nusach for Shmoneh Esrei. Till then, the Anshei Knesset Gedolei had instituted the Seder HaBrachos, but they added another nusach. Rav Gamliel saw that there was an added element in Klal Yisrael's survival, besides for refuah and geula and parnasa and tekiah b'shofar and so on. There was a need to make a special bracha against the minim. And a word of explanations in order. The bracha that we have, v'lam al shinim alti sikva, which we use the nusach v'lam al shinim, the slanderers. But the original nusach was v'lam minim, v'lam shumodim. Who are these mishumodim? Goyim that hated Yidden were always around. There was always enemies of Klal Yisrael, mibachutz. In the end of Bayesheni, what threatened Klal Yisrael and eventually probably destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and certainly plagued the whole Tkufa in Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years after that. Tkufas Tanoim and eventually destroyed the yeshivas of the Tkufas Amiroim and instigated the Romans against them, was the rise of the early Christian church. At that point, they were only Mezalzlim, Amaligim, Aldivrei, Chachomim. They weren't yet officially not Jewish. The first Christians and bishops and whoever it was considered themselves Jews. They kept Shabbos, not Sunday. They tried to sell Christianity, Neitzvus, to the Romans. They were Mevatel Mitzvus. That was a later. But before that, they were just a sect that was hostile. What they did was they engaged in a lot of instigation to the Romans against Erlik Yidin. The marshal, the Nefila of the Muhammad Beitar, which brought about the tremendous Shmad 50, 60 years after Chumbay Hasheni, the ones who gave them entryway into Beitar, showed them the secret passageways, were the Noitzer. So Shmuel HaKotan was asked, Beruach Kotshoi, to bring down a special tefila against these Velaminim, and he instituted the Baruch of Olam HaShinim. And Taka, there was a Yeshua that Klal Yisrael was freed from the oppressive yoke of these Minim. And it seems like this Teichocha that he gave is a response to that. When your enemy falls, Al Tismach, this is a Lashon of a Pasuk in Mishlei. He just literally quotes the Pasuk. Benfoilo Yivcha Al Tismach, don't rejoice, who be Koshloi, when he fails, Al Yogali Becha, don't be full of Gil Belibcha. Penyira Hashem Virabbe Einov, maybe you're not, your motives are not 100% pure. Maybe you're not on that high of a Madrega yourself. Beheshim Me'olav Apoi, the Midas Adin will then Chalila also come upon you. It means when a person sees Mapola Shel Rishoyim, he has to, his motive for rejoicing has to be very pure. And this is always a shaila, how do we be nisyachis to Tevasom Shel Rishoyim? It's a shaila today, those that are outside, those that are hostile to Torah V'lamdeh, and so on and so forth. So this was Shmuel HaKotan's Teichocha. It clearly came in Biyachas because he was the one that created the tefillah for the defense of Torah and defense of Klal Yisrael against the enemies from within. Mishnah Chof Elisha ben Avuya Omer. The fact that we have a Mishnah over here from Elisha ben Avuya is actually a chizuk. Who is Elisha ben Avuya? Elisha ben Avuya is the infamous Acher that's quoted in the Gemara in Chagiga, that there were four that were Nechnosim Lepardes. We spoke about this in the beginning of Perek Dalid, when we spoke about Ben Azeh, Ben Zoyma, they were two. Rabbi Kiva was the third, Acher was the fourth. And the Gemara says that Elisha ben Avuya, over there called Acher, became someone else when he went into the Ilama Salayonim, he was Isaac in the mysteries and the secrets of Pardes. So he became, he lost his Hashkofis, and he became, literally, he became Acher, he became somebody else. The Dorshi Rishumos say that instead of seeing all of the Olamos HaYoinim as one, which is what we refer to when we say in Krishma, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, the Dalet in Echod is big because it's emphasized as Echod V'loy Acher. We're Mayrich with Dalet to emphasize it's not Acher. Chas v'shom, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu, he had Hashem Acher. There's different koiches, there's different forces. And that's the way he saw the world. And because of that, it says that he even was Moiser Yidin that were trying to be Shemit Torah Mitzvahs in the Tkufas Hashmad. By the fall of Beitar, he was Moiser them to the Romans. Where brings a case where they were doing Malach, they were forced to Malach on Shabbos. And they did it two people together in order to turn it into a Derabbanon, and he denounced them. The Gemara tells us that Remeir, the Tanna Remeir, at first was a very devoted Talmud of Acher, and of course he was loyal to his Rebbe's Madrega of Galus Matay, even when his Rebbe went off to Derech. And there was a Tkufa when they wanted to put Remeir in Cherem because of his loyalty to his Rebbe, and he insisted that his Rebbe had been through trauma, the Chulei, the Gemara brings where he saw Midas Adin and he saw Mamish Hester upon him. And Al Moise Mamish, on his deathbed, he Remeir kept on asking him to do tshuva, and he wept before. And Remeir said, it seems to me that he did tshuva basayif. So Elisha ben Avuya leaves us with a lesson. Haloimid yeled lamahu doime, l'diyoy ksuva al niyor chodosh. Pasha says that this memory was from before he went off. But maybe there's a lesson also. Maybe Hadash Gokha Pratis is Haloimid Yelid Lamao Daim. When a person learns when he's younger, it's inborn, it's fresh, it's natural, and it's like Dyoik Suval Niyor Chodosh. That even if things happen to him when he's older, but Lamaisa, what's there is there. It's like fresh ink on fresh paper, and it stays and it has lasting power. But loy mitzokin l'mau doimer, somebody learns only when he's older, doesn't have the same staying power. Like dioy ksuva al niyor mochuk. It's like ink that's already spent on paper that's already used. It's not niskayim. Reb Yosi b'Reb Yehuda ish kvar habavli oimer. A little bit the opposite. The first part of the Mishnah from Elisha ben Avuya, it's better, Torah is more miskayim by those that learnt when they're younger than when they're older. Which means the chayra is that a Rebbe, if he has a choice, should be mashkin younger Talmidim, because that will have more staying power. Here we're talking about the fakir. Who should one learn from? A younger Rebbe or an older Rebbe? Haloimin min aktanim l'mahodayme, lo'ichel anovim keyos. Anovim keyos are grapes that are not, the flavor is not full. Keyos, like dull, shvach, diluted, because they're not fully ripe. V'shoy se'yayin migitoy. He drinks wine straight from the press where it's still mu'uruv with the sediment. It's not. Chochmas haktanim is still, there's still mistakes. It takes years and years for a person to rework the same ideas and the same yisoidis and the same ideas, and for them to come out mezuchoch and with the full sharpness. He's eating something that's more fully ripe, and he's drinking something which is more purified. Rebbe Yomer al tistakel bekankan. Don't look at the barrel. El b'mashi yeshboy. Rebbe is responding to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. It's not about the barrel to see the quality of the wine. Sometimes there's a zokin which has the chesroiness of a ketanim, and sometimes there's a cotton. There's a younger Rosh Hashiva, a younger Rebbe who has the mildness of a zokin. Don't look at the barrel, look at what he has. There are newer barrels full of older wine. There are older barrels that even wine, even a quality wine, even if it's new, is still a quality wine. It's not even that. So one should always look at the Pnimiyas Hadvar.